You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is with us again this morning, and today Dr. Joyner takes a look at the life and contributions of a man named Sibley.
Can you name someone in Louisiana who has two towns named for him? I can. Dr. John Sibley was the Indian agent representing the U.S. government in Louisiana from 1805 to 1814. During that 9-year period, he maintained friendly relationships along the western boundaries of Louisiana and Texas from the Sabine River to Matagorda Bay. Dr. Sibley was born in 1757 in Massachusetts and was trained as a physician before he came to our region and settled in what is now Natchitoches Parish. He was something of a Renaissance man, gifted in linguistics as well as the medical arts, an astute observer of the political trends occurring on the frontier, who became not only a bystander, but an activist. Operating from his home at Grand Accord on the great bluffs along the Red River near Natchitoches, Sibley saw the first keelboats move up that river. He held close contacts with the Catawan Indians, a relationship that greatly benefited the United States as Spanish Texas became a major topic of interest in Washington. Sibley's correspondence with Thomas Jefferson and the various U.S. government agencies and departments that dealt with the frontier, as well as with several major newspapers, offered rich descriptions about the region. Sibley was so influential that he helped to shape national policy with the Indians and with Texas, which at that time was the northernmost province of Mexico. Needless to say, the Spanish authorities in Mexico were very interested in Dr. Sibley. They treated him warily, wondering exactly what his plans for the region were. The Spanish commander in the region reported this: "The revolutionist and lover of change, Dr. Sibley, had to be stopped." As the agent of the U.S., Sibley undermined Spanish authority and ventured into their domain with ease. But how did he do it? In 1805, Sibley received a congressional appropriation of several thousand dollars for trade goods to use in swaying the Indians to the American sphere of influence. He treated the Indians fairly and earned their respect. The various tribal units of the Catawan Indians were particularly close to him. They acted as his eyes and ears, describing where Spanish cavalry patrols and infantry columns were operating. Following the War of 1812, Sibley was involved in Colonel James Long's attempt to establish a breakaway republic in Texas and the attempt to destabilize all of Mexico. Though neither project was a success, they did help spur the Texans to foment revolution, and the rest is history. Sibley's assistant and successor was Larkin Edwards, perhaps the best friend of the Caddo Indians. He had supported them during negotiations to move them from their tribal lands into Texas. Edwards, for whom Edwards Street in Shreveport is named, worked in their favor against Henry Shreve and his partners to secure a just settlement with the Indians. The Caddo so favored the work of Sibley and Edwards that they granted Edwards property in the very location where Shreve wanted to put his business, the site of downtown Shreveport. Shreve was forced to buy the land from Edwards, who retained one city block. The Caddo Parish Tax Assessor's records today reflect that the building is located on land owned not by the parish, but by the heirs of Larkin Edwards. That is the Caddo Parish Courthouse. Dr. Sibley died in 1837 in Natchitoches. He is buried in the American Cemetery in downtown Natchitoches under a stately tomb. His family still lives in this region and has been in politics and business ever since the good doctor helped to secure the region for America and open the West for pioneers. Sibley is proof that one individual, if determined and knowledgeable, can create great change and create history that matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport, and he comes our way every Tuesday morning at 7:35. Morning Edition continues now here on Red River Radio.